Hey guys, before we start the show, I just wanted to give you a quick heads up. I forgot to mention in the show that I have a brand new blog out. It's actually a movie review blog called Cinema Sound Off, and you could find it on my website, nerysigns.com. Actually, the whole website's been brand new, newly redesigned. So if you've been to it in the past, if you've been to it prior to longer than a week ago, it's totally changed now. This is the first time I'm actually proud of my website. So if you could go ahead and check that out, nerysigns.com or whatwashisname.com, and then you could go ahead and go to the blog review. Leave a comment, please. It's a movie review that I'm going to be doing. I plan to do it. I want to do it. I'm going to try very hard to do it once a week. So I'm going to watch a movie a week and do that. Let me know what you guys think. No spoilers, I swear. And I try to make it as comical as I can. But I feel really passionate about movies, so sometimes it's hard to do that, to make it funny. Anyways, thank you guys. Make sure you guys check that out, nerysigns.com, and then go to the blog at on the page, blog Cinema Sound Off. Thank you guys.
That's how winning is done.
What's that?
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
Bad guy in a little coat.
I want my money's worth.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Excuse me.
Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
It's about damn time.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knocks me out off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho.
All right, I'm pumped. I'm fucking pumped. Let's do this shit.
Let's get it done.
I'm fucking woo! All right, just trying to get pumped for the fucking game. All right, thank you guys for checking out. What's up, bro? You didn't feel chills or shit.
There's a game tonight, apparently.
I don't know if you've heard about
Game 7.
Game 7. I don't know if you've heard about that. All right, so we're recording the night of Game 7, like an hour away from Game 7.
Pretty much.
So if you guys don't understand my commitment to this podcast, understand it's fucking Game 7, assholes. Like, it's really, you know what the fucked up thing is? I don't know if we win or lose. So I'm like pumped up. I understand this. So you could be listening to this tomorrow or something, the day after the game, or a few days after the game, already knowing the results, and like, why is he pumped up? We lost. Like, I don't even know.
Why do I have all these pots and pans?
What am I supposed to do with these pots and pans? So I'm excited. Thank you guys for checking out the podcast. What's up, bro? I have Chris with me, Chris Garcia, which is not my normal host, Chris Kwan. Because Chris Kwan couldn't make it this week because he's been really busy. We've been really busy, so scheduling was tough. So I got my friend, my boy Chris, and you're here. You're like the first non-entertainer that I've had on the podcast.
Well, I entertain myself.
Yeah, so, but that's different.
That's different.
That's different. Okay. That's only for like 10 minutes at a time. That's like in the morning and in the afternoon.
In the shower. In the shower. Yeah.
You still do that shit in the shower?
I have to. I have,
really?
Yeah, I don't like messes.
I can't. I'm lazy and I don't like standing up. I have to be laying down.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, I tried it sitting down in the shower once, but that's just gross.
Well, I'm fat, so it's kind of like weird.
Not really?
Fat,
I mean,
like, because then I got to get like the two finger motion. Like, I got to like squeeze up underneath the belly. It's weird.
It just gets awkward.
Enjoy your mental picture.
Yeah, God bless my girlfriend. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, it's a weird thing. Because I don't like, I try to do it in the shower. Like, I've done it in the shower a couple times, and I'm just like, so much work.
Yeah. See, I don't like the mess. That's what bothers me.
You get a sock.
Yeah, but then it's a cast.
Boy, after 17 times, sure, you may want to wash it in between now and then. It's not. What do you get? One sock for the whole thing? You designate one sock?
Well, I'm a one sock kind of guy. Like,
I don't do that. Yeah, man, any sock would do. Really. Black, white, yellow, sporty.
See, now I like the
dressy. Who gives a shit? He's just
see, the dress sock. That makes sense.
Just imagine that shit. Just fucking
note to self.
Note to self. Get the dress sock.
I love that we're making hand gestures like they can see what we're doing.
Oh no, but they know. They know.
They know what we're doing.
They know. Right. The subject, socks. They know the hand motions are flying over here. They know
what's up. Hand motions are rampant.
I don't know what that was for. I don't
sound like who's jerking off? Sling Blade? What do you want? Sling Blade. You mashed taters and mustard?
Taters. Jerk off.
Mashed taters and mustard, I reckon.
You know, it's funny. I've never seen that movie. I just seen so many people make fun of it that I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Need to see it. It's great.
Is it great?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
There was a teacher in my high school. I didn't have her. She was a TV production teacher. My brother actually had her for like 2 or 3 years. And she claims that she wrote the movie, that she wrote the script for the movie, and that it was stolen from her. She was literally on the news. Like, I remember seeing the story on Channel 10 where she was suing the people because she said that the script that she had, she took to some kind of convention or whatever, and then the guy that ended up making the movie basically made her movie. And that was her claim. I don't know what ever happened to that. I don't know if they ever settled because those shits take years, but that was her thing. And I remember thinking to myself as a kid, how good could this be as a fucking teacher, the TV production teacher claims that she wrote it? Like, that's what I was thinking. And I remember it was like, oh, nominated for Academy Award. And I was like, it still can't be that good.
Well, I mean,
because as a kid, that's what your mentality is. As a high school kid, you go, ah, this teacher.
Yeah, but then you look at it backwards. You're like, what if, like, it's got to be good if this dude stole it from a teacher for him to be like, well, to want to do it?
You're talking about a 16-year-old kid's logic.
Yeah,
that's like a grown woman's logic. It makes no sense.
No, no, you're right. You're right. Point for you. Yeah. I apologize.
Oh my goodness! Is my daughter making noise or not?
I don't know.
I have her on the monitor. And I'm watching it. This is how dads do their thing now. Just watch a monitor. It's funny because
21st century parent.
Every time there's been a Heat game, my friends have like had a get together. Like, he literally went out and bought a barbecue for tonight's game.
Nice.
Right? And he's like, hey, barbecue. And I can never go because I'm always watching my daughter. And it's funny how I'm like, well, I can't because the baby's sleeping and, you know, watch my daughter. And in reality, I can't go because my wife usually is here. She's not here today, tonight, but usually she's here and she's looking at the monitor. So I can't go over to a friend's house because I got to be with my wife as she monitors the monitor.
I think what you need to do is get a better range on the monitor.
They have a camera that you can do on your iPhone and you can pull up the camera on your iPhone. But that's like 200. Like, that was crazy amount of money.
But I mean, if you're close enough, she's really not going to move from the crib.
Yeah, I understand. That's my argument. You know how women get very protective over their children? Like, yeah, we got it. Like, but she's not going anywhere. There's nothing that's going to happen.
We're 5 minutes away. I mean, seriously, what's going to happen?
Not even social cry for 10 minutes. Please.
We'll get there. It's fine.
Relax. But you know how these women are. You know how these bitches be with their babies.
Bitches
be crazy. Oh, my goodness.
Sweet.
James Gandolfini died yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, it sucks.
That was a big story.
Poor one for him.
Poor one for the Don.
For the Don.
You know, it's funny. I've watched the first season of Sopranos.
I've never seen an episode of Sopranos.
So.
But then again, I've never seen The Godfather.
Yeah. Oh.
We're not...
Yeah, you're on the wrong podcast, bro.
I know.
Podcast.
It's on my bucket list.
I have the movie like in three different versions. I had it on tape. I had it on DVD. Now I have it on Blu-ray. I'm sure there's a version laying around.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I bought it like 4 times.
Why don't you just watch it?
I don't know. I don't have 12 hours to sit down.
Well, I told you, I'm just talking about one movie at a time. I'm not telling you to see all three of them.
Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is? You're going to... it's going to be built up so much in your head.
It's going to suck.
I don't know if it's going to suck, but you're going to be like, I don't know if I get it, like type of deal. Because a lot of the greatness of specifically Godfather is the subtleties.
Okay.
Like the fact that, you know, Michael Corleone could look one way and he's taking a shit. It's so, like, the subtleties of the movie. The story is great, but the subtlety, part two is by far the greatest sequel of all time. And I think it eclipses the original part two. That's when you have Robert De Niro.
Wait, hold on. Better sequel than Back to the Future 2?
Yeah, it's the greatest sequel. The greatest trilogy of all time, I give to Back to the Future.
Okay.
The greatest trilogy. Because and that's a dying breed, because movies nowadays are they're making so many sequels.
What's the one that came out with the Rings? What's that, like 19 movies?
Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Well, Lord of the Rings is 3 movies, but part two is really not great. That's my personal opinion.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, no worries.
I saw half of the first one, and I might have seen the ending of the third one. No. So all in all, I almost have a grasp.
So this is what you saw. You saw, oh my God, we need to take this ring to a volcano.
Right.
And then we dropped the ring off in the volcano.
Pretty much.
The whole journey.
I hit fast forward.
You were like, all right, I've got the story. Blah, blah, blah. Sword.
Elves, mythical stuff.
He's swinging this.
Ring destroyed.
And the ring destroyed. Perfect. Yeah, no, that's...
that's how it goes, right?
Really. Oh, my goodness. What was that? I'm sorry. I got ADD and I'm looking at the internet. This dessert wins a men's heart, Baker swears. It's called the pussy.
It comes in a can?
Yeah. Man, if they ever made pussy in a can, let me tell you, women's snotty ass attitude.
Yeah, no, would they'd be fucked.
Fucking disintegrate.
Literally.
That whole, like, you better do what I say. And she's like, bitch, I got a pussy in a can. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. But shut your fucking trap. You got pussy in a can. Don't make me take a mouth in a can.
Wait, I think that's out already. Yeah, it's like a tube thing, and it's got like a...
No, you're teaching me something now. Please keep going. Do not stop.
It's called. Oh, I know what it's called. It's called. I don't know if I can. There's copyright stuff here.
No, there's
no. Copyright stuff here. Oh, it's called the Fleshlight.
No, that's a Fleshlight. Okay,
all but right. That's like a mouth in a can.
Well, right. Technically, they have supposedly they have the that's a pussy in a can too. It's supposed to be the whole vagina.
Yeah, but it's not a vagina. Maybe?
I'm trying to get one. I don't know how many times I got to put it in my wish list on Amazon before my wife gets the fucking hint. truth be told, she did give me a Gigi.
What?
Which
wait.
Is a different. It's the same principle, but it's a different brand. It's made by the people that do the brown bag. You know, like those people that do the passion parties and stuff.
Okay.
All right. So there's passion parties. Passion is an actual brand.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
This is all being taught to me. So passion is an actual brand, and the other one is like the brown paper bag, little brown bag, or something like that. Something
yeah, that doesn't effect. Sound as. That's but, not sexual as yeah. passion.
So anyway, so the the Gigi is the, I believe, I want to say it's passion. I believe it's a passion's brand version of. It's not the same as a Fleshlight. What it is basically it's a latex glove that goes over your dick and hugs your dick. And then it's cool. It's all right. She bought it for me. My wife bought it for me. It's cool. It's all right. I've used it twice. And I was like, I mean.
But see, that goes back with me to the whole cleanup. Because then you got to clean that up.
Yeah, that cleanup was a little bit. It wasn't a bitch. But it's one of those. Here's the thing. It was easy cleanup. I'll be honest with you. It was.
Right.
But the problem is any kind of cleanup.
It sucks.
Yeah, because you just want to roll over and sleep.
Exactly. Exactly. There's no
which
other.
Is why I like the sock. Because you just take it off and you're done. Me. There's no. You're in a bathroom, dude. You're in a shower. You got to still dry yourself off. You still got to like get dressed.
But you don't understand the epic showers that I take. See, what happens is you got to like kind of, you know, go in there and then. Just
I don't
got to
go in there.
No, you don't. I have to go in there.
Yeah. You do what you
do. No, if you go in there while I'm there.
Yeah, that's awkward.
That might get awkward.
Yeah.
And you might like it. Wait, what?
What? Hello?
See, you kind of just do it in the beginning, and then you just kind of sit there, let the water hit. You know, just, you relax. It's, yeah. I don't know. I just, the cleanup thing bothers me.
In her crib, as we're talking about. I'm looking at my daughter staying in her crib, going like, I'm not asleep.
Get me out.
I'm not asleep.
I didn't think it was going to be that easy.
It is that easy. Just normally.
Just let her sit there. And
normally, it is that easy. Like, she's not even screaming. Look, she's just standing up, but she's not making noise.
Oh, hey. Let her
out. No, I know I'm letting her. But no, normally she'll be out by now. But the problem is that we threw her off of her routine. Normally, she takes her milk on the couch where you were sitting, and we don't have the TV on, and we don't have anything. It's quiet time. It becomes, but you came over, so that's somebody new. My cousin was still here, so that's some, like, some, like, she, like, hey, hi, how are you? Like,
party
it's,
time.
It's not. It's, so it. I try to make it as quiet as I can, but
it's crazy how they're creatures of habit.
Oh, well,
even at that age.
In general,
yeah, I know, but that's crazy.
That should be crazy. So anyway, yeah, so you didn't watch Sopranos?
I didn't watch Sopranos.
Have you seen Goodfellas?
I've seen Goodfellas. I've seen Casino.
Okay.
I've seen My Cousin Vinny.
That's not a mom movie.
It's not a mom movie. What else have I seen that's mom related?
Have you seen A Bronx Tale?
No.
I actually own A Bronx Tale, never seen it.
I didn't see A Bronx Tale, but I'd see the other one where he's got the gun.
Oh.
Wait.
We're going to narrow that one down, Chris. Thanks. I seen the mob movie where he has the gun. Wait. The gun.
It's Al Pacino when he talks about, I'm reloaded.
Scarface?
No, it's not Scarface. That's, here we go.
Carlito's Way?
There we go. That's common misconception that, I'm reloaded is from Carlito's Way and not from Scarface.
Well, they think it's from Scarface is what you're saying.
Right. Most people. Right. Right.
Yeah, I think I'm one of the people, and you're not going to agree with me because your Cuban right. Scarface is way overrated, and I'm not a big fan of that movie. I think it's way overrated.
Well, if you see it for its theatrical purpose, and if you look at the background... Hold on, wait. let me finish this through.
Thank you.
If you look at its cinematography and the reasoning and the historical...
I just think...
It's a comedy.
I think you like it. Cubans. I don't. Think
no. Yeah. I like it because it's funny to me.
I like the memorable quotes, but I don't think it was well acted in.
No, it's horrible. His accent is garbage.
I don't think it was well written
at all.
I don't think his accent is garbage considering he's not Cuban.
Well, but he's playing a Cuban guy.
His accent is still better than the police, than the quote unquote Cuban cop from Dexter.
Yes. The Cuban cop from Dexter is Puerto Rican.
And he can't speak Spanish.
At all.
That's awful.
He's actually probably New Yorkerian.
Yeah, well, yes. But that's the same thing. No,
that's different.
But,
that's the same
thing. Puerto Rican, don't care about them. But no, he... that accent is awful.
Yeah, no, he's bad. That accent's horrible.
His casting, I'm like, why?
It's set in Miami. How do you not get a Cuban guy to work here?
And how do you not get more than two Hispanic cops?
Yeah, on the entire show.
In the entire show, which is great.
Although supposedly that show is half filmed in California.
It is.
And half here.
There's most of it filmed. I mean, there's scene shots and extras and stuff filmed here a little bit, I think. But
most of it is California.
Yeah. Everything's out of LA, man. I saw one season of The Sopranos. So I'm not the biggest, like, oh my God, James Gandolfini died. I'm more like, fuck, he's 51.
Right.
That's only 20 years older than me. I really should start losing weight.
Pretty much.
Like, really, I'm not even trying.
No, I'm not even kidding. When I saw he died, I was like, damn it, I'm fat.
Yeah.
I need to do something.
That's 20 years older than me.
Yeah, bro. Pretty much.
Like, holy shit, that's fucking nuts.
That's
the way it starts. That was like my bottom, and that's not my awakening. That was my wake-up call. I was like, Neri, James Gandolfini can die because of a heart attack. You're not too far away, buddy.
Yeah, we're two cheeseburgers and a bag of fries away from that.
Why wouldn't you not just get two bags of fries? I don't understand.
Well, I like the cheeseburger better than the fries.
I think it depends on the fries. What cheeseburger are we talking about?
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me. I'm hungry.
No.
Oh, we're not ordering? You're not placing an order? I'm sorry. I thought you were placing an order. I apologize. Fucked up. My bad. My bad, dude. My bad.
No, but in the grand scale of things, doesn't really matter. You can take the worst, not the worst cheeseburger, because, I mean, school cheeseburgers are pretty bad. You ever had a school cheeseburger?
I don't think I've ever had a bad cheeseburger.
Wait, you never had a school cheeseburger?
Yeah, I've had a cheeseburger.
It was cardboard.
But it was horrible with cheese.
But it tastes like penguin. Like
with cheese, homie.
I don't care. The bread was hard.
I don't think the bread. I think you went to a shitty school. I'll be honest with you.
I went to Reuben.
I don't remember the bread being hard. I don't remember the bread being. You know what's the best the two things that I've never been able to duplicate that were, I've never been able to, I've never eaten anywhere else and it being that good from school.
Okay.
Are the grilled cheese sandwiches. I've never had a better grilled cheese sandwich than the ones I used to
have. Those were good. You know what?
They used to toast the fucking bread.
You know what
just
was
right?
You know what was the kicker on that?
And the amount of cheese that was in the fucking thing.
The government cheese is what was make that happen.
I swear to you, it was soft, but not like
gooey. Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was great.
The bread was fucking, and then the bread was buttered on the outside too, because they don't give a fuck about kids' nutrition. They're like, fuck these kids.
How was it crunchy and chewy at the same time? Yes. It was amazing.
I'm trying to figure that out. That's their secret to the fucking recipe. I'm like, you know what they do? You know what they did is they will take it out of the, they will put it in the oven.
Right.
So those aren't grilled cheese.
No, sandwiches. No, no.
Those
they're
like
oven.
Oven cheese sandwiches.
And to they be, put, oh man. They, I think I they really dipped them in butter.
They brush it with butter.
No, they was dipped.
They poured, whatever. They poured butter right on the fucking pan. And like,
pretty much.
I think in the oven, they had a spray and a sprayed butter in the oven. Like,
I mean,
like, hey, just.
They had butter really, injectors.
I'm not lying to you. I really want to toast like a fucking grilled cheese sandwich now and see
yes.
how that shit comes out. I've never been able to eat another grilled cheese sandwich. And I remember thinking to myself as a kid, grilled cheese sandwiches are delicious, which they are.
Yes.
But the reason I thought that is because I thought all of them tasted like that. And I'm,
but
that's the best one I've ever had.
Well, you know what happens to me is when I go out with my daughter to eat, she'll have a grilled cheese. And whatever the hell she orders is always better than what I'm eating.
Yeah.
Her grilled cheese is always on point. Like, you know who makes an excellent grilled cheese? Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, you know who charges $37 for that grilled cheese sandwich?
Hey.
Rainforest Cafe.
Hold on. Wait.
Oh, that. Come on, man. What are you talking about? I'm at that point. You're like, you know who makes a great grilled cheese sandwich? The people that charge your soul at the door. Holy shit.
Wait,
how much is that grilled cheese sandwich?
As a fat man, how are you putting a price on a good grilled cheese?
I'm just saying.
I mean, you're about to get your fat man card revoked.
Bro. How much was that grilled cheese sandwich for real?
I don't remember. $7? $6?
$7 is still a lot of money for.
Yeah, and plus I can't order it because it's off the kids' menu. Yeah. So I have to pretend that my daughter's hungry.
Pretend. She's like, Daddy, I'm not. Shut the fuck up.
You're having a grilled cheese and macaroni and cheese.
And oh, my God. That's the other meal from the school mac and cheese. I have not had a better mac and cheese than that. I've had excellent mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese from all different parts. I'm a big fan of Velveeta shells and cheese. I'm a big fan of that cheese.
Really? Velveeta's, it's like repugnant. It's too much. Like, too rich.
I'm going to ask you to leave my house. In about a minute. I don't know how you could ever say that about Velveeta.
I'm not a big fan of Velveeta.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
This is a Velveeta household.
Yeah, I can't.
So I like Velveeta, but I've had really excellent, man, Boston Market.
Yes.
Has excellent.
Excellent.
Mac and cheese.
Yes. Yeah, and so it's a Twirls.
Yeah, yeah.
Which makes it that much better.
The Rotini, I think.
I don't know what they're... Twirls. The Twirls. Spirals.
I'll go Twirls. Twirls. That's the fucking... Twirls mac and cheese.
Twirls, damn it.
And then
let me get some Twirly mac and cheese, motherfucker.
Give me the Twirls, bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Stop fucking with me. You know the Twirls.
Don't skip on the Twirls. Make them just curl.
Curl. What was the other one? I forgot. There's been a few places where I've had the mac and cheese, and I go, holy shit.
Chili's.
I've never had Chili's mac and cheese.
Chili's, your Tex-Mex. I know they have mac and cheese.
No, the problem is I haven't had a Chili's with my kid, so I've never.
Oh, they have like a free kids night or Sunday something like that. They always give coupons.
All right.
Yep.
No,
I will forward you the email.
Thank you, my friend. Those are the two things I wish I could duplicate from my childhood from school.
Yes.
Like, there's a part of me that wants to become a part-time school security guard
just
to be able to get the lunches.
I guess
school lunches always got a bad rap. I'm like, bro, the pizza boat was dope.
Yes,
to me.
You know what was better?
The chicken nuggets were good.
The
sloppy joes. I swear to God, I'm not lying to you, bro. I once literally pulled a fucking hair, long ass hair, out of the fucking sloppy joes and go ugh, and continued eating my fucking sloppy joe. Don't you ever in your life think I'm gonna let a piece of hair come between one fucking hair come between me and my sloppy Joe?
Plus it was long, so you don't have to be from the head.
Yeah, it was just one.
Yeah, no, I mean if it's long, you're all right.
It's come on, ladies, step up your game, put your hair nets back on. All right, and continue eating this fucking food, this slop of meat.
That, first of all, that's gross. The sloppy Joe was horrible.
You didn't like the sloppy Joe?
I would get acid reflux as I was eating it.
That's because you ate 17 of them in about a minute. You may want to slow down there, Chris. You may want to just chill.
I'm taking a bite with a bucket. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Something's wrong with me. Take another bite. Really? I couldn't.
You
know what's funny? Sloppy Joe's to me was one of those things where I wouldn't crave it, but when I had it, I'm like, fuck on. It's on now. It's on. I just liked a Sloppy Joe. I haven't had a Sloppy Joe since I left school, since I left high school.
Yeah, neither have I.
That was the last Sloppy
Pretty
Joe
much
I ever had.
Ever.
But if I had one in front of me, I'm not going to say no to it. I'm like, fucking bring it.
Well, I mean, we're fat. Of course we're not going to say no.
Well, I don't eat. There's a lot of food I don't eat, man. There's a lot of. I'm the pickiest fat dude on earth.
Cuban guy that doesn't eat pork.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's talk about that. I think the audience didn't pick up on that. Just in case you didn't, Chris Garcia is a Cuban American who does not eat pork.
Yes.
Any which way, shape, or form.
Actually, as of late, I've been adapting the rule a little bit.
Please elaborate. What's the green pill that's going to get you in the rabbit hole?
Here's what happened. As a kid, we would go every holiday. It's like, you know, hey, he got an A in his test. Fuck, let's get a pork. So we would go.
Man, I love your house.
We would go.
Damn, my parents.
The damn thing. You know, we would pick them because, of course, the cocksucker that would make me go over there would be like, yeah, pick out the pig. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do that one. Clack it out. Take him out. Kill him.
Now, would it clack it out with a gun?
Gun.
Ah, it's a pussy way, bro.
Well, there was two ways, depending on what they wanted to do. They
I
would either.
Get out, bro. We went to when we. I was 15 years old. I saw a pig being killed. Dude, they fucking, the podcast listeners, I've told this story before, but they weighed like three or four of them, right? And they would pick them up and weigh them, and they wouldn't make a noise. They wouldn't make a sound. I'm like, yeah, on your way. And then when they picked up the last one and they weighed it, I remember my aunt saying, ese. And the moment they fucking, she pointed, the pig knew and started fucking making noise. And there was a squealing noise.
Yeah, it's,
and then
it's terrible.
Fucking, they lifted the head, and then they fucking stuck a machete down his fucking throat and let it bleed out. I witnessed that as a 15-year-old, and I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I didn't eat pig for fucking – I was there for 2 weeks. I'm like, I'm not touching anything.
Well, that – see, when I would go
– ignorance is bliss, my friend.
Right. When
so
I
when
would
– you saw a gunshot, I'm like, fuck, pussy.
Well, let me explain to you. That was one of the methods they would use. Go periodically. The other one was the – when it would start, you know, whatever, there was a mallet to the forehead. And then they would lift his left leg and right through the armpit. And just sort of like bleed out after that and would like do circles and squeal.
Why not the throat? What the fuck?
I don't know.
What the fuck? They're like, let's look. That's what you mean.
I don't know.
Oh.
That's the way they would do it. They would knock him out, lift up his thing, and clack it out right through the armpit. Then blood would come gushing everywhere. This thing would limp and like squeal.
But he was knocked out.
Fuck! If it woke him up, I don't know what the hell happened.
Bro, I don't even want to eat pork now. Just hearing your fucking story.
Exactly. God. So this is me, 8 years old, watching all of this.
Oh, shit.
And of course, I was a fat kid, so we'd go home and I would eat pork.
Bro, I just told you I was 15. I saw a fucking pig being killed, and I'm like, nah, man, give me a steak. I'm not having no fucking 2 weeks. I didn't have fucking pork at all, and I'm talking about it was a button. Like my family owns farms out there, and they own restaurants, and they
pick for everything.
And they're like, nah, and I'm like, nah, man, I'm having steak, though. I didn't see one. Hey, you want to go see a cow? Fuck you! Don't you dare ruin steak for me, asshole. And here you are as an 8 year old.
Yeah.
More impressionable than a 15 year old. And like, oh my God. They killed it more inhumanely.
Pretty much.
And then you're like, oh my God, this is delicious.
Yeah.
Fast forward two hours later.
Is that pork chop?
Can you pass the pork chop, mom? Thank you.
Let me get the ear, please. That looks good.
Can I get the left arm?
Yeah.
That was stabbed? Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I grew up. And about 13, 14, I kind of got tired of it. And then I had like a bad piece of lechon. I don't know if it was just would cook wrong, and it just like grossed me out where I threw up for like a week.
Threw up for a week?
Yeah, I think it was bad or undercooked.
Okay, so you got sick.
I got sick from it.
Okay.
And then that just like, and then after that, I started like, I gave up on like the actual pork meat, like lechon.
Right.
And then after that, like a couple months later, I had bad bacon. Where like they didn't cook it right.
I don't understand the words that are coming out.
I went to one of those Cuban like breakfast joints where it's like a dollar, you feed your whole family.
Right.
They give you like
$1.50. Don't get married.
$1.50.
Yeah, I'll have the 17 eggs, the 17 links of sausage, 14 pieces of bacon, a loaf of Cuban bread buttered, and a
it's not even butter, it's lard.
Yeah, and a whole,
you know that, right?
And a whole cup of coffee. yeah, how much are all you? 98 cents. 98 cents. Okay, thanks. Son of a bitch.
Break a one.
How do you turn a profit, bro? I don't get it. Fucking profit.
Well, seriously though, a carton of eggs is like 27 cents.
Yeah, I know.
And then you sell it for like $1.50. You're good.
Yeah.
How much profit do you make out of? It's like pizza. Pizza's a disaster. How much is bread and ragu?
No, but it's time that you're spending with pizza. Like, if you're making real pizza, you got to knead the dough. You got to make it and knead it in time.
Hold on.
You're spending time. You're not cracking an egg. Get the fuck out of here.
Who makes real pizza nowadays?
The pizza joint. I'm not talking about Pizza Hut.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not talking about them. Well, even them, here's what makes me laugh. People go, oh, yeah, Pizza Hut doesn't make real pizza. I'm like, well, somebody still got to make whatever you're eating, somebody still has to make it. It still doesn't fucking come from thin air. It's not Back to the Future Part 2.
Why hasn't that come out yet?
I don't know. You're asking me like I'm on the fucking committee. You're like, why, Nick?
Listen.
Why?
I don't know what power you got, but you have to put a vote on that one. Move that shit now.
I got to be honest with you. I'm still waiting. I'm actually a year away. We're a year away, right, from the movie?
Yeah, we need hoverboards.
Hoverboards is what I'm waiting
for.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Look, I'm 31. I'll be 32 this year, 33 next year, even if they come out next year. So I will bust my ass.
Of course.
But I will have my fucking
Yeah. I'm in line already.
Yeah, that's... I got mine reserved on Amazon. You know, you have to pay it to the ship, so it's great. It's fucking great.
Amazon Prime work with that?
Yeah.
Two-day shipping.
You kidding me? Are you insane? Look, she's out. My daughter.
Sweet. There we go. That's funny, dude. I wish my daughter did that.
Well, kids, you got to train them, bro.
I know. It's like dogs.
Kids.
It's a disaster.
Just like dogs and wives. You just got to fucking train them.
She doesn't listen to this.
She does.
That just made her laugh.
Whatever. But the thing is, she won't listen with me in the car. I'm not going to be anywhere around for her to hit me.
Right. So, well, I mean, by the time she gets it, she forgot.
By the time we finish recording, we got another half hour, 40 minutes of recording, she won't even remember.
She'll forget what you're talking
about. She'll forget.
She sees a squirrel.
Bitch. You better do what I say.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's one of the greatest skits ever.
Yes,
man.
Completely slept on
P-O-Q,
that.
If you didn't, Key and Peele?
Key and Peele.
Yeah, if you didn't, dude, their whole, I mean, I spent days on YouTube. Dude.
Yes.
I remember sending you links. I'm like, look at this one.
Yeah. Yes, look at this one. Watch this one. This is funny. That's a great show. That's great.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that shit to come back.
Yeah.
Waiting. So I don't know. Everybody kept posting pictures. I'm sorry to go back to the Jamie kind of feeling, but everybody kept posting pictures. I'm like, I don't. He was all right in The Mexican. I saw that movie.
He was
Brad Pitt.
He was in Mexican.
Yeah, with Brad Pitt. In The Mexican with Brad Pitt.
Oh, he wasn't The Mexican because I was like, he doesn't look like a Mexican.
No. Horribly cast in the movie. It was.
Yeah.
Weird.
Wait. Was that the one with Johnny Depp?
No, that's the one with Brad Pitt, like I said. And like I said three times prior to your question, and Julia Roberts.
What am I thinking with Brad Pitt and a Mexican?
Brad Pitt in a Mexican or Johnny Depp in a Mexican?
Johnny Depp with in the Mexican with the guy with the flags.
The guy with the flags.
Yeah, the Spanish guy with the black hair.
Narrow that one down. As opposed to the Spanish guy with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Antonio Banderas. Antonio Banderas.
Oh, okay.
What movie was he in?
I think that was called The Mexican as well, was it?
Was it The Mexican?
That was, it was a continuation to...
Yeah, to the Shoot 'Em Up.
Yes.
What?
The Shoot 'Em Up. Yeah, and I said yes. Yes, that's it.
That's the one.
That's the one.
I concur. Excellent.
Desperado.
Right. But what was the Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
There you go.
That's what it was called.
You know, I've never seen that movie in its entirety.
He was the only watchable part of the entire movie. But then again, I like.
I don't know. I from what I saw, I liked it. Just didn't. I was kind of confused with the story, but I was tuning in and out. I wasn't paying attention the whole time.
Yeah, he was the only good part of that movie. But then again, I'm biased towards Johnny Depp. I'd watch anything he makes.
Better actor, Johnny Depp or Leonardo DiCaprio?
That's tough.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
That's
ask
you because, yeah, that's I'm gonna go Depp. I'm gonna go Johnny Depp.
That's a.
But I here's why.
A wrong answer.
Let me give you.
I don't think there's a wrong answer.
Let me give you my reasoning behind Johnny Depp, because of how picky he is with the characters that he chooses.
But they're all weird characters,
right? But
and it kind of gets old. I think sometimes when you go, all right, we get it. You're the fucking weird one. Can you? I'm almost interested in seeing if he could play a biography. If he could play somebody that really existed. That's what I'm interested in seeing. Those are the toughest characters to do, I think.
Well, isn't there a Lone Ranger? Isn't that a...
That's a biopic. Yes, biopic. That is a biopic. Tonto, clearly a biopic. Which is ballsy of him. I'm not taking anything away from him. Because I'm just doing the Connor. I'm doing...
Right, right. That's what I like about his roles.
If you would have chosen Leonardo DiCaprio, I would have been...
You would have, obviously. Yeah. Yes, because if not, we don't have a talk show.
Exactly.
Right.
But Leonardo DiCaprio... I think he's pickier, Leo, because he does less movies. And I think everybody points to... I like Johnny Depp, but the movie that I like... What his... Like, can you name me five of his best movies?
Johnny Depp?
Yeah. That were actually great. Not good. Huh. Great movies. And I'm thinking off the top of your head, without looking through IMDb, you go... The one that did it for me, that sealed it for me, that I loved this movie... I don't know if it was so much his performance as it was the movie itself, but Finding Neverland,
okay,
to me was
this.
I mean, I remember watching that movie going, oh my God.
What, yeah, it's a good one.
As I'm watching the movie going, this is a fucking great movie.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And I didn't even put together that it was about Peter Pan until halfway in the movie. And I'm like, oh, they had to mention Peter Pan by name in the fucking movie.
Right.
I'm gonna go like, oh, Finding Never. Okay. All right, I get it.
Okay, so best part of this conversation, I'm agreeing with you, and I just realized I've never seen that movie.
Yes, that's a great movie.
Yes,
that's
excellent.
A totally great movie.
I never saw that one.
You never saw Finding Neverland?
I didn't. I remember watching the previews and being like, damn it, I have to go watch that.
Yeah,
and that's a really good movie. I saw a squirrel.
Squirrel? I'm pretty sure I have it there somewhere.
Yeah, it's part of my other collection that I need to catch up on.
Yeah.
But here's what...
Everybody points to... The ship movies, fucking Jack Black, what's his name? Fucking Captain Black Sparrow, whatever the fuck is it?
Jack Sparrow.
And I'm like, I love the last movie the best.
Really? Over the first? I like the first one.
You know why? Because, and I'm not saying this to be funny, because I actually understood what he was saying in the last movie. In the first two movies, I was like, what the fuck is he saying? And everybody was like, he got nominated for Academy Award for the first one, for the Black Pearl.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck did he say? Are we nominating people for that without knowing what they're saying? This is absurd.
Did he make his own language?
Yeah. Bro, and then part two, he got really bad with part two.
Yeah, no, part two was bad.
He
sounded like Mick Jagger.
I was like,
it was crazy.
What the
fuck? Yeah, it was bad.
It was Mick Jagger like in the 70s.
Yeah. Coked out of his head.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's more than just drunk, right? I'm like, did pirates have heroin? Is that what they did? Pirates fucking had heroin? I didn't understand what
The Black Pearl is code for smack.
Oh, search for the Black Pearl. That's
what
I'm
saying. I got it, bro.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, I didn't see. And then I saw the third one. It took me forever to see the second one. I didn't see it in the movie theater because I was like, all right, and then I saw a third one and I was like, and this movie was really good. And then I started thinking to myself, why am I liking this one more than the other ones? I didn't like part two at all. And I'm like, why am I liking this more? And why am I liking specifically Johnny Depp more? And then
right.
It hit me. I'm like,
I can understand.
I fucking understand him. Holy shit.
See, I like the first one better.
I can understand him.
I really like the...
I like the story better. There's a lot that I like about the first one.
Here's what got me with the...
I was just talking about Johnny Depp's role. I was like,
right, yes.
No, Academy Award nominee. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I thought he did a great role on that one. What got me, and here we go with the whole zombie thing. what tripped me out about that movie is that I found the first one to be the most believable one out of the three.
Yes. No, because when I saw that movie, I go, oh my God, is this a documentary? Holy shit, it is so real. You bring up an excellent point.
I mean, I understand one curse, but now the whole sea is cursed.
Now the whole thing.
Come on.
Everybody's coming back from a curse now.
I mean, seriously, you're kidding. You're beating the dead horse here.
Yeah.
It was too much.
Here's the part that I found unbelievable about the third part is that the dude waited every 5 years to get laid. I was like, that's not going to happen. That's bullshit.
And why were there no chicks on the Flying Dutchman?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I don't know. I like the third one. I'm not the biggest fan of the ending of the third one. When the whole, every 5-10 years?
I think it's every, was it 5 years, 10 years?
I don't remember what it was.
But he gets to touch land and spend it for a day.
Yeah. And I was like, that's...
Well, but that's why the other lady looked the way she did, because I mean, she only got laid every 10 years.
It was a lady or guy, right?
No, the one with the black teeth, because that was the previous one.
Oh, right. No, but the previous one, he broke the curse.
Right, he broke it, but she, like, that's why she looked the way she did, because remember, she was in the swamp?
I gotta see the movie again.
The Jamaican chick with the black teeth was married, was... Her dude was the guy, was a squid guy.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that,
how you know all of this, but you're like, Godfather. It wasn't believable enough.
It was believable, Godfather. I don't know. I figured he could have refused the offer. I don't know.
I don't think he could. You have a dead horse's head on you. I don't think. Spoiler alert. Spoiler.
Damn it, I've never seen it.
Son of a I just told you that I've never seen it, you motherfucker.
Speaking of DiCaprio and Johnny Depp, I think DiCaprio's best role, hands down, was What's Eating Gilbert's Grape.
It's What's Eating Gilbert Grape. But,
yeah, right. That was a porn.
Yeah,
sorry.
That was What's Eating Nipples Grape. What?
Right.
Gilbert's Nipples.
I really thought he was retarded. Mentally challenged. I don't know if we can say retarded.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. Oh. They're coming after you. That's a great one, man. That's a great one. I think he did really great in a good movie that everybody made it seem as if it was a great movie, Aviator.
Right.
I liked the movie, but everybody was like, the fact that Martin Scorsese won the Academy Award for that, I'm like, okay, you're just making up for Goodfellas.
That wasn't that great a movie.
No, but Goodfellas was.
Right.
And it got snubbed.
Right. Who beat out Goodfellas?
I want to say, Goodfellas. Let's go. Check it out. So I know Goodfellas didn't win. That was in 1990. What movie beat out Goodfellas in 1990? The fact that Goodfellas only got an 8.8 on IMDb.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up because Goodfellas is one of the best mob movies.
It's one of the best movies ever. 1990 Academy Awards.
And what did it get a snub for? Best Picture?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Dances with Wolves.
Oh, yeah. I can see that happening.
Actually, I love Dances with Wolves, but Goodfellas.
He didn't talk. It was worse. Not worse, but they had less dialogue than Castaway.
Castaway is a great movie, too, man. I really like Castaway a lot.
No, that was a good movie, but.
I don't need dialogue, Chris. It's not all about talking. You can portray acting.
See, I'm a Tarantino fan. I love dialogue.
Oh, I love dialogue too, but you don't. It's not the only thing that's.
Definitely not. There's no scenery and talking to a.
Dances with Wolves was great. I like Dances with Wolves. Godfather Part 3 got nominated that year too. Ghost was nominated.
Nah, Ghost.
I like Ghost, man. Silence of the Lambs.
That didn't win?
No, that's 91. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
91. I apologize.
Silence of the Lambs is another great movie.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs actually did win in 91.
Oh, okay.
It beat out Beauty and the Beast, which got robbed.
Yeah.
And it beat out JFK and the Prince of Tides.
Prince of Tides?
Yeah, it's a whack ass. Barbara Streisand movie, Prince of Tides.
Did she make movies?
A Few Good Men got
That's a great movie.
You see, the problem with A Few Good Men, it came out in 92.
Okay.
Unforgiven.
Right.
One, which is a that movie's a,
yes,
I love it. The Crying Game, never seen it.
Never seen that either.
It's a dude, so I'm
right in there.
Watch it.
Right, it's in the
and,
shower.
And Scent of a Woman.
Yeah, it's with Richard Gere. He's blind.
No, it's Al Pacino.
Oh, Al Pacino.
Hoo-ah!
Ah, yes.
Yeah, Al Pacino.
Close.
Which he actually won for Best Actor in that year.
He played a blind guy.
Yeah.
I remember that.
He said blind. Then for a second, I thought he said blackout. No. That was Robert Downey Jr. that played the black guy. That's not him. That wasn't him.
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people?
That's one of my favorite. I still to this day say that when everybody's saying, goes, hey, you guys, what do you mean, you guys?
Like, what do you mean,
you guys? Dude, it was the best. I'm a lead farmer, motherfucker. Fuck. That's great, man.
That's a great movie.
No, so what were you saying about Leonardo DiCaprio? What's eating Gilbert Grape?
That was a great. I thought he was mentally challenged.
You really thought?
I really thought. I mean, I was younger. Weren't we younger then?
We're always younger. We were younger 5
obviously,
seconds
ago. Obviously, never.
Weren't we younger years ago? Yeah. I think
so, ladies and gentlemen, if you're tallying, that's 14 for Neri, one for Chris.
14-4. 14 serving 4 and the last putt.
Shh. A little bit to the left.
Tad bit to the left. I don't know, man. He where was it? I'm trying to think about Leonardo DiCaprio. He had a lot of good ones.
I mean, you know what's another one that's underrated that I loved personally? One of like up there, I would say of his movies, top 10, maybe top 5, would be the one about United States in the beginning, Gangs of New York.
That one was good.
I loved that movie.
I liked it.
I thought the ending was very anticlimactic. Because I really wanted them to go at it.
I like that movie. I don't know if I loved it. I've seen it a couple of times, and I was like, I wanted to love it, but I was like, eh. They say Daniel Day-Lewis is the greatest actor of our generation.
I think he's overrated.
I don't know. I like his movies. I don't think he's better than Sean Penn. I think Sean Penn is the greatest actor of our generation.
You think?
Truthfully, my favorite actor is Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
But Sean Penn does such amazing work.
He's very versatile.
Yeah,
which is great.
And he could write, and he could direct.
Right. Yeah, he's all over the board.
And so, but Tom Hanks, I think, is my my favorite actor. Yeah, I know my favorite actor is for sure Tom Hanks, but he changes the fucking game. Like, he's
Forrest Gump, man, what a movie!
Yeah, I think Forrest Gump. I think people forget how great of a movie
that it was. Amazing.
The whole. Run, Forrest, run.
Right. Yeah, they ruin it with that.
Life is like a box of chocolate. And I think it gets downplayed. Like, I don't think people realize how great of a fucking movie
that is. But it got Academy Awards too, right?
Yeah, that won the Academy.
Yeah.
It got all of them.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It was great. That,
I think the feather got one.
Yeah, the feather got one. The shoes. Oh, my God. The shoe speech was phenomenal. I mean, woof. It was so great. That movie. I was one of those. I was one of those like, oh yeah, it's Forrest Gump. Okay, yeah, and I saw it, but because there was already they made the song "Room Forrest,"
right.
I really just go, okay, whatever. But then I saw it as an adult years later. And I'm like, hey, this is really fucking good.
It's a great movie.
Yeah,
great movie.
You know what I was talking about, James Gandolfini earlier, and he died in Italy. When I told my wife the story, I'm like, oh, James Gandolfini died. She's like, oh, no, that's sad. And I'm like, yeah. Well, at least he died in Italy. And she was like, what does that have to do with anything? I'm like, chances are he's going to be well-fed. You know, in Italy, eating really good food. That's really, if you're going to go out, you know?
Yeah, and they say that I've been dining in Europe.
I'm down to go to Italy specifically.
Yeah.
Europe, yeah, but specifically, Italy is on my bucket list, and so is Ireland.
Yes. Yes.
Or Scotland.
Yeah.
Those are.
Oh, yeah, those are.
Filmed Braveheart.
Braveheart, yes. I want to go there.
Definitely down to go there. Did you hear the news about Aaron Hernandez?
Yes. Was it him? Did he?
Well, they're gonna accuse him. They're gonna arrest him. He check this guy out. So this is what they know so far. This is what they've told the public so far.
Okay.
His baby's mama, her sister.
Okay.
Had a boyfriend.
Right.
That guy died.
Okay.
The way he died was execution style, with a shot in the back of the head. Okay. What they know is that his body, the guy, was not killed where they found the body, which was a mile away from Hernandez's house or something like that. A mile.
Okay.
Like really close to his house.
And his is the only house within a 2 mile radius.
They rented the car under his name. So clearly brains not atop.
Right.
This guy's.
Yeah, right.
I'm really surprised about why these people who kill. Really, I mean, have you never seen First 48?
Like,
what the fuck?
It's like, well, we need a car to go hide a stolen body. Let's get a celebrity to sign it for us.
Sign off, and so what happened was, so he was killed somewhere that wasn't where they found the body,
right? Because no evidence of
a mile or two, right? And then they have his rental car, right? And he paid a professional cleaning crew to come over his house on Monday. He wasn't being cooperative with the police. Now he is. But he wasn't in the beginning being cooperative with the police. And now they have evidence that he destroyed his surveillance system. And when the cops asked him for his cell phone, he gave it to the cops in pieces. He had destroyed his cell phone. So the Patriots are going to be looking for a new tight end.
You think? And Gronk is still out.
So
that's what happens when you cheat. Fuck you, Patriots.
So this is what happens.
Karma is a son of a bitch.
He's now going to be a tight end.
He needs to be a tight end.
He has a tight end.
Wait, what?
He has a tight end. What? I want to say my what.
What? In the butt. What?
The gayest song of all time,
ever,
by the way.
Ever. It's gayer than the Gayo ones.
No, it's the Gayo. Gayo is so masculine,
yes,
compared to what in the book.
It makes Gayo look like Braveheart.
It's
crazy.
Freedom! Oh my goodness. Yeah, so this guy, I think he's going to be in trouble, man.
Yeah, he's pretty much done.
He reminds me of the...
No, you know what will happen? They're going to give him 30 days and let him go play for the Patriots.
I don't know if their Patriots will still keep him, though.
Of course they will.
You think so?
If he just knocked,
I think Tom Brady made him more than he as good as a player he is, and he is a good player. I think that the reason is because of the system he's in, the coaches he's in, and Tom Brady, and they cheat. I mean, besides that,
Tom Brady's as good as the system, though.
No, Tom Brady's not a system quarterback.
I think so.
No,
they had
Drew Bledsoe in that same system when they did shit. They did nothing. Drew Bledsoe, an established veteran at the time.
Obviously. But when you give a rookie the calls that the defense is making, of course you're going to know where to throw the ball.
That's different. That's not the system.
Of course, that's the system. The system is the cheat. Yeah, that's the system. Right. That's their system.
That makes sense. This bitch is always popping up.
Who is that? Aunt Viv.
Aunt Viv from...
Bel-Air. From Fresh Prince.
Bel-Air. The original one, because they switched out the actress.
Right.
Has a huge beef with Will Smith and is always talking shit about Will Smith at any turn. And it turns out like that neither one of them liked each other. But every so often she'll pop up like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever. And now Yahoo had this thing about actor versus actors and they have 15 of TV's biggest cast feuds. And
wait, isn't Aunt Viv, that's Uncle Phil's wife.
Not in real life.
No, on the show. Yeah. Obviously, his name isn't Phil. Yeah. Or Uncle Phil, for or that uncle. Matter.
I like the fact that you left Uncle. Like, no, he's an uncle.
Yeah.
There's rumors that he was gay, too.
Was it him or was it Carl? I think we went through this. I think it was Carl Winslow from Family Matters.
I thought it was both.
No, he's got a wife.
Together.
I'll tell you what, it's a hell of a bench.
That's a hell of a... what?
Huge.
Yeah, so I'll live...
Judge, jury, and executor.
Yeah. See, after season 3 of Fresh Prince, she got a major makeover because original actress Hubert Witten was fired and replaced after a contract renegotiation. Thank you. Failed. She blamed Smith once calling him an asshole. He blamed her a bad attitude. If a reunion ever does happen, Hubert Winton shouldn't wait for an invitation. Yeah, that was. I've heard the story a bunch of times. She tried to get more money. She negotiated a contract.
Is this because I'm racist? But I can't tell the difference.
No, you can tell the difference. If you saw the picture of the other one. I thought she was way prettier. When they changed them, I remember as a kid watching.
I'm not racist, by the way.
Yeah, you are. They all look the same. I heard what you said. Why do you not have to write it down? You don't have to. We get it.
No, I really didn't notice that they changed them.
But I noticed right away, and I was like, the other one was prettier. I'm like, why are you changing it for an ugly chick? I don't understand.
I don't even remember what the new one looks like.
I'll show you, man.
I don't remember at all. That's weird. And I love that show. I love Fresh Prince.
Oh, that's still funny, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. And Martin. I can watch Martin reruns all the time.
Yeah, I don't know if Martin... I haven't seen Martin in a long time, but I don't know if it would hold up. I'm talking about from what I remember.
No, Martin was funny.
If you say so, man, I'm not doubting you.
I'm letting you know that it was funny.
Okay.
That I don't care what your opinion is at this point. Fuck you, host.
You feel so strongly about it. Look.
Oh, yeah.
It's a clear difference, man.
Yeah, now I remember.
Right, this was the original.
Oh, she looks a little bit like the one from Red Sonja.
What do you mean, the one?
The.
What you mean, you people?
What you mean, you people? She looks a little bit like the girl from Red Sonja.
The white chick from Red Sonja?
The warrior Amazon princess.
Oh, you talking about...
Was it Red Sonja or Conan the Barbarian? I think it was Conan the Barbarian.
I think she was a Red Sonja.
No, she wasn't. She was Conan the Barbarian. Who played Red Sonja?
Dude, the fucking Ivan Drago's wife.
Oh, she was married to him. I didn't know that.
She was married to Stallone.
Huh.
Yeah, Brigitte Nielsen. That's her name. Brigitte Nielsen was married to Stallone.
Right. No, but she wasn't Red Sonja.
Yeah, she was.
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
Really?
I'm pretty positive. Red Sonja. Talk about a remake that needs to be done.
Yeah, exactly.
Cast Brigitte Nielsen as Red Sonja.
No way.
I knew it was her. I didn't look it up. I looked it up for your sake, but yeah.
She was hot in that movie.
She was hot in every movie in the 80s and 90s.
That's true.
And then
she played with Flames.
Even for Flavor Flav, let's be honest. Flavor Flav.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's older, but.
Yeah, I don't like the crop hair. That bothers me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't go for the dyke look.
You can email your complaints to chrisgarcia@gmail.com. Retards, Blacks, and Dykes. That's the name of the fucking... That's the name of this episode. Retards, Blacks, and Dykes.
Dykes!
Jesus. Holy shit.
I apologize.
I think they all look the same. I couldn't tell them apart. I thought he was retarded. I don't like dykes. Like, wow.
He's out, man. I didn't say I didn't like dykes. I didn't like the dyke look.
Oh, you didn't like the dyke look. Okay.
Clarifying, I just don't like short hair on girls.
Yeah, she got the short hair. I think she started getting the short hair at Rocky IV, and then she never, like, she was like...
Yeah, that's right. Because she was this dude's wife in...
I said that 35 seconds ago. She was Ivan Drago's wife. Oh, yeah, because she was married to him. Married to Stallone, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, I forgot that they were... But that's an odd couple, because Stallone is like 5'2".
And she's like 5.
She's like 9'10".
It's a big bitch.
That's a huge
bitch. I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I mean, she's, you know, fucking tall. What are you gonna do?
No, I know. It's just
But he's short. But what was that word called? Famous?
Yeah. No, rich. Money. He had a lot of money.
And
he was Rambo. How crazy is that? That he's such an iconic character
for two different
twice.
Guys. Yeah. For two different,
like, how are you Rambo, Rocky, Rambo. And Rocky?
Rocky, like he says it like in interviews when people go crazy for him. Whatever,
it's more for Rocky.
Yeah, he says like when he was filming, like if you watch the behind the scenes of when he was filming Rocky Balboa, like the scenes, the neighborhood, like when they were doing scenes in the house, or whatever. Like you see, like, the cast have to, like, put the police tape across.
Well,
and then everybody will go crazy. And then he said, he goes, that's not for me. Like, he would tell people, he goes, that's not for me. It's for the character.
Right.
He goes, that's not for me. That's for Rocky. Anywhere I go, like, oh, my God. It's not for me. It's not for Sly. It's freaking for Rocky.
Well, disclaimer, they had to rope off for Rambo would have been for trees.
They roped off this huge jungle.
Right.
And they're like, all the snakes were like, whoa, 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 we can't pass. They're
Rambo,
filming. They're
Rambo, fucking filming. Rambo.
Yeah, it just sounded like, but trust me.
But you know they were saying it. Yeah, of course.
You fucking know. Come on. What else are they going to be cheering for, huh?
I mean, seriously.
Have you seen The Last Rambo?
I have not. I haven't seen The Last Rambo or The Last Rocky.
Both of them are the best in the series.
Really?
Both of them. Rocky more than Rambo's. I saw Rambo Part 2 the other day, 4th of July. Was it Memorial Day weekend, whatever the fuck it was?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
I know, but I'm saying, what was the most recent patriotic holiday? I think it was Memorial Day. And that's the one I watch. I watch a bunch of, like, straight up action flicks, and I'm like, yeah, this is my tribute to Memorial Day. It's just, you know, sure, there are ways I could monetarily donate, but I just think if I just watch movies that
I am a man, own, damn it.
Yeah, I'm a man, yeah.
Red meat, action movies.
Red meat, action movie, and
alcohol free beer.
And masturbation. That thing, I'm a fucking man.
Alcohol, red meat, what is it? Red meat, porn, and action movies.
Yeah. And it was Rambo. Even now, bro, it still holds up. Rambo Part 2 still fucking holds up, man.
That's the one with the pendant that he goes to save the Vietnamese girl.
Buddhist pendant, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good movie.
It's fucking great. It was great. They didn't make a bad Rambo. They didn't. Even Rambo 3 makes more sense now. If you watch, like, you know why? Because it's about how the Afghanistan people, like, they were being bullied by the Russians,
right?
In the '80s, and now it's
when it's coming, yeah.
And then, not now, I guess 10 years ago maybe. But there, if you watch the movie, there's a part.
Wait, we're bullying the Afghanistans?
Like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Right, I don't know. I'm not sure about politics, but we were in that part of the world. I think we're all Afghanistan. We're all Afghanis. To me, that's all. So yeah, I look the same. Yeah, I look the same. So all black people look the same. All Middle Eastern people look Afghani. Chris hates dykes. And what was the other one? Oh, and then retards.
And retards.
The
Ringer is a great movie.
Afghani, sorry. Blackies, and dykes. Oh my!
Oh my! What, are you going to New York?
What?
Hmm?
or as we like to call it, a New York City cab ride.
Yo!
Boom! Get all of them in one ride. Yeah, so anyways, there's a scene in Rocky 3 where he says, where they're explaining to him that Afghanistan people are taking him in and, like, helping him fight the Russians. And then, you know, so they're telling him about the history of the Afghanistan people, and they've never lost a war. You know, and so on and so on. Because they go on fucking forever.
Right.
And so he goes, his tour.
Plus their training sets are like two.
His tour guide is, how much training is there to fucking pull a pin? Really? To run. Run? Can you run?
I think the worst part is.
Can you run?
You have to memorize the verses before you pull the pin. No.
All right. I don't say that. I didn't say that. So don't bomb my house. If you could please. You frame.
I apologize.
I
don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry.
But there's a line in the movie where he says, his tour guide tells him the history of the Afghanistan people in war. And he goes, do you know what that means? And then Rambo goes, don't fuck with the Afghanistan people. That was it.
That was.
20 years later, United States is like, hey, you know what we should do?
Yeah, let's go fuck with the Afghani people.
Go fuck with the Afghani people. Like, I wanted to be that one dude in the fucking room, right? Of all these politicians. Like, didn't nobody see fucking Rambo 3? Nobody.
Nobody seen that. Really?
Nobody seen that shit? All right, we're just going to go ahead and fucking do this. We're going to do this regardless.
Johnny, press play. Come on. It's quick. It's a 5-minute clip.
We don't. I don't know if you want to do this. But the Russians didn't do so well with it.
Yeah, they messed up at the peak of their power. So yeah. Let's not go ahead and do that.
Anyways, man. So the Heat game is going on.
Is it already?
Well, it's 9 right now, so it's about to start.
Well, I haven't got the update yet.
Yeah, we normally get an update too.
Right? Yeah.
But it's 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, the game's supposed to start at 9.
Should kick in, yeah.
So we are going to say thank you for checking us out. We're going to let you go because, hey, it's an hour. I think it was really good and really funny. Fuck you, man. Don't, like, I feel like I'm like defending myself against nobody. Like, I don't have anybody bitching yeah, right. in front of me.
The caller on line 6 is complaining.
Yeah. So I think it was a good episode, and I think that the Heat are fucking playing game 7. So,
and we're going to take this shit.
We're gonna
fuck you, San Antonio.
Yeah, fuck you, San Antonio.
Let's go, Heat.
We sound so ridiculous right now.
We do, but it's cool.
We don't know if we won or lost. By the time this comes out,
it's going to be great.
Okay, so we're going to do one of two things.
Foreshadowing.
We're going to do two things.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, that was a great win. And like, bro, I can't believe we lost.
I can't believe we lost. That was a horrible, horrible loss.
So now we don't sound like idiots. Now we've got our bases covered. And whatever happens, happens. And then we go, oh, fuck. And these guys called it. These guys called that shit.
They called it.
Did I not call it?
They're either going to win or they're going to lose. But it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be...
it is going to be an epic game, though.
It's
going to
be an epic game or a blowout. One of the two things.
Or it might be close.
All right, man. So you guys have been great. Check us out on
what's
Facebook.
Up?
It's facebook.com/WooBroPod. WUBROPOD. And the same WooBroPod on Twitter and at Nary Signs on Twitter. Do you have a Twitter, Chris?
I don't have a Twitter. I don't entertain people.
Yeah, you don't entertain people, which is funny to me because, again, you were the first non-entertainer to come in to the podcast. But you've been... so much, you've been a lot more fun than a lot of people that come through in the podcast. Some people that come in, they're like, yeah, I'm a professional entertainer. And then you put a microphone, like, let's talk and have a conversation. They're like, yeah. So I don't know. Like, oh, fuck me. All right, man. So thank you, Chris, for stopping by
helping
me out.
I apologize for any.
No,
people were hurt.
No, now, just own up.
Just do it. Fuck it. Let's get it done.
Yeah, no, you do it. Not let's. Yeah, not let's. That's not me, motherfucker. That is you. That is not me. You guys have been great. Thank you for checking us out. That's how winning is done. Hold on. Let me do that again because my fucking dogs are barking. Hold on. That's how winning is done.
Battier tips it out to Chalmers. Wade throws it up to James. The Spurs will not foul. Final seconds. What a finish. It's back-to-back titles for the Heat. The 2013 NBA Championship resides once again in Miami.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock.
Yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame. You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero. You could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country. Do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, be truth seekers, be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers, preachers. Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions.